So Daniel, you'll hopefully be signing with F2 in the next couple of weeks. Could you tell us a bit more about the series?
Where to start, really? It's I think what the biggest thing about F2 compared to any other championship is it's all done by the organisers. The cars, the maintenance, everything is just, it's all done by Formula 2 themselves. So it's very unique. There's no teams as such in this championship. So it's kind of open feel. There's not as much pressure in a way because you can all see each other's data and technical bits and pieces like that. So yeah, it's all run by the same championship, it's one big team really. So it's slightly unusual, but slightly different feel to it. The other thing about it, I guess we could say, is all travels around Europe. So Portugal, Belgium, Spain, France, UK, all the big European countries really.
And why the decision to move to F2?
Well, for me, I think F2 is a great chance to boost my CV, if you like, my racing CV. It's quite a prestigious championship, and I think I've got a pretty good chance of doing well in it. In a pre-season test, I've proved myself to be fairly quick and on the money, really. So there's a good chance I can do well in this, and it will just raise my profile. The idea is so I can go into, say, DTM or go over to America afterwards.
And how does this series compare to the championships you've done previously?
Well, it's sort of similar in a way, because it's single-seater based, open wheels, slick tyres and aerodynamic big wings. So it's pretty similar. But the biggest thing compared to other championships is this engine is actually turbocharged, which is very unusual for a race car. It's almost old technology, but it's probably a way that racing cars are moving, just the way economical times and fuel consumption. So yeah, I guess that's probably the biggest thing, but it's still a very quick car. I would say it's probably the level below F1 again. So yeah, quick car, similar to the others.
And how similar is Formula 2 to Formula 1?
Well, Formula 1 has got a lot of backing, a lot of money put into it. So it's, I'd probably say F1's a lot more advanced. There's a lot more money going into it. It's a lot more upscale, if you like. Formula 2 is a bit more level playing field. The money's not quite as well put into the sport itself. It's more of an affordable playing field for everyone to actually invest into. So it's similar. The cars that look similar, the performance is similar, but Formula 2 is quite affordable and F1 is obviously it's big money.
And you recently changed management. Your current manager now is Mark Blundell, an ex-Formula 1 driver. What was the reason for this?
Well, the biggest reason is so far my father's been sort of managing me, and don't get me wrong, he's been fantastic, he really has. But there's only a certain amount he can do. He's still working, and I can't do all the managerial side myself. So I just needed someone to be able to take on that responsibility. And it's nice because I can actually relax a bit more now. I've got a bit more option to do what I want to do without worrying about, you know, contracts and bits and pieces like that. So it's a great opportunity, and I'm really happy that Mark's obviously got my career in his hands.